Hi, this is a dictation for Shaukat Oraha, SHAWKATORAHA. Date of service is 2/20/2024. Date of birth 9/30/2000. Date of accident 7/28/2023. Mr. Shaukat Oraha is a patient of advanced pain care for follow-up visit today. Allegedly, he was involved in an accident where he was hit to the driver's side frontal in an automobile accident as a driver, leading to some headaches without any major symptoms of TBI. However, he started having severe pain in the right knee and pain, headaches and pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back, moderately severe with radiculopathy to the right thigh and right buttocks, and S1 has to dermatome fashion up to the knee, the shooting pain. Patient report that most of the symptoms have still continued. He does inform that he has only 10% relief and his knee has been bothering him a lot. His headaches continue at the level of 4 to 5, mostly the left frontal and left temple. His mood is 10% better. He experienced less pain after injection and he requests another injection to the right knee. His left knee has become better and his headaches have lessened, no nausea, vomiting. And pain-wise, patient continues to have pain in the neck, mid-back and lower back to the range of 3 to 5. ADLs are affected 4. Putting pain off and on from lower back to the right buttock and right posterior thigh up to the knee is reported. Rest of the, please review the chart for the ADLs for system review for additional history, substance abuse, and for compliance history. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 135 over 76, pulse is 71. And temperature is 97.5. The rest of the exam comes from the previous visit. Same. The dictation number will be 0122-066 for date of service of 1/22/2024. Plan is to check the maps that looks good and patient is in compliance. The patient requests injection to the right knee. That is okay. Patient is consented. Medications are provided. Narco 7.5/325 will be once a day for extreme pain. 30 tablets only for the whole month. Lidocaine pain gel is provided 5% 200 gram daily for pain relief. Naproxen 500 twice a day is provided, 60 tablets. Wellbutrin XR 150 milligram daily is provided for mood issues and for depression. The patient is also provided with a physical therapy once a week to two times a week depending on his choice, with traction massage to neck, mid back, lower back and right knee. He remains on a light duty, 6 hours, 7 days, 5 pounds. Patient is a 386-pound gentleman, and his weight is the number one bearing on his pain. Additionally, the patient is continuing his medication. He does not want any Celebrex, Protonix, Wellbutrin. He doesn't want any of those right now, or even Furosets. The patient is using quad cane to walk with. He has a difficult time going up and down the stairs, and it appears that his MRIs show that there is a sprain of the inferior articular surface of posterior horn of medial meniscus with tiny focus area of bone marrow edema along the medial femoral condyle and medial plateau, tibial plateau, leading to bone contusion, because of which he is experiencing pain. Patient has been provided alternates injection treatment to intra-articular to surgical consult with the orthopedic surgeon. The patient has not chosen to go to the orthopedic surgeon. And additionally, patient has herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, C7-T1. So far, there has not been any plan to do any injection treatment until patient provides a consent and wants to do it. The pain in the neck is minuscule, so most likely we will wait. And lumbar spine MRIs And thoracic MRI shows T8 and T9 central canal stenosis of the spine canal due to the herniated disc at T6, 7, and T8, 9. Again, the injection treatment is still on hold. He also has a mild anterior compression or the wedging of the multiple thoracic vertebral bodies with superimposed SCH MORL nodes. And so no treatment is being offered in invasive treatment at this time. At L5S1, patient is found to have a herniated disc. Again, there is moderate left foramen stenosis, facet joint arthrosis, ligament of flavum hypertrophy, and ligament foramen stenosis. Given the weight of 386-pound patient is difficult for epidurals, for now we'll probably begin with the lumbar. And first, he wants to still try the conservative mechanism, including physical therapy, chiropractic, stretching of the spine, tractions at home, water aerobics, yoga. That all has been discussed with him at length. Thank you.